This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
This song's the definition of scaring the hoes, you know?
What the hell does that mean?
You know what it means. You're having a party. Everyone's having a good time. You throw this on.
Well, I wouldn't throw this on at like a party. It's just a great song.
Is it?
Hey, you guys want to hear me play guitar?
Is it a great song?
It's a great song.
I like this song.
Thank you, Stiz.
I do.
There's different types of music. You have different moods.
I agree. There is. It's
different things.
Definitely.
What version is this?
It's Post Malone.
Post Malone.
I know that.
Yeah.
He's gonna do everything, isn't he?
Is this a concert cover?
Yeah, he did like an all acoustic.
Post Malone, he goes from like drill rap to country music to this to he was playing Santeria by Sublime. He's just gonna do every single music, all the music there is. He's gonna do it all.
Santeria, also one of my favorite songs.
Santeria, now that's I like that better than
that. Judging me, the snobbery. You see the snobbery right there? The
what, from Sublime?
I like Santeria.
Oh, see, that's okay.
Yeah, it is.
Because you agree.
Well, yeah.
You know, if you were in a Sublime cover band, you really would practice Santeria.
That's right.
No crystal ball.
You would. Very good. The Celtics, very good last night as they blow out the Brooklyn Nets. 139-114 was the final score. A big night from Jason Tatum, who was one rebound away from a triple-double with 36 points.
Earned points with me by turning down the opportunity to pursue said triple-double.
He could have done that. It's true. He absolutely could have done that at the
Hat
end of the game there.
Hat tip to
you. I actually lost the parlay on this game because I bet on the wrong Cam. I bet on the wrong Cam to hit 2 3-pointers. I bet on Cameron Johnson, and I meant to bet on Cam Thomas. And I lost the bet because of that. And I saw Thomas hit the second three, and I was like, yes, big payday for Arcand. And I had checked it again, and I bet on the wrong Cam. How about
That's just idiocy.
That's pretty stupid, isn't it?
How old are you?
I mean, there's both two Cams on the team. I just saw, oh, Cam.
So you just hit Cam?
Yeah. I forgot that there were two Cams on the team. There's two in the starting lineup. Cam Johnson, there's two Johnsons, too. It was very confusing from a betting perspective. At any rate, it was a nice win for the Celtics, a nice bounce back after that ugly loss to the Atlanta Hawks. And I think, in general, you're going to see this team bounce back against bad teams. Brooklyn's not a good team. And the underlying problem here, if there is one, to me, is still not anything that happened in that game last night. It's when they go up against teams with solid big men. It's when they go up against teams who are tough in the paint and can score in the paint and beat them on the glass, and they don't lose all those games, not all the time, but those are the games that they've lost. It's been because of that.
And this game wasn't easy.
No.
This was not one of those, like, you go up 20 in the first quarter and roll to a victory. They had to play.
It was another slow start.
Yeah, it was a slow start. Now, Brown and Tatum were good. And I just think, in general, if Brown and Tatum are good, you're going to win most games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the simple
You're going to win most games against Brooklyn, for sure.
Well, but you say that, like, Atlanta and Brooklyn have the same record.
True.
And
different matchup, though.
Atlanta gives up more points per game than Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And you scored a season high. So, you know, I know there's matchups and all of that, but I just think they played better. They didn't turn the ball over as much. I think they only had one turnover between Brown and Tatum. I had the luxury of watching it early, and I was bitching at him. I was like, what are you doing? He, like, went to the basket, and it was like he had butterfingers again.
Yeah.
He just dribbled it right out of bounds. But they played a good game. I just think this team is not as dialed in inherently. Like, Pritchard bounced back. He wasn't very good against Atlanta.
No.
He bounced back
and
had a big game last night. They're just not as consistently dialed in as I thought they would be. I think that's my biggest. I think they're capable of doing that performance against almost any team in the NBA.
Yeah.
I keep saying, your dreaded Cavaliers that won on like a walk-off shot again to stay 13-0.
They won by like 10 last night.
Oh, I thought they had. I didn't see the game.
Cleveland
I just saw some.
Hold on a second. Cleveland won 114-106, yeah.
Oh, then why did it say like Donovan Mitchell wins it with a three or something?
Don't know.
That's why you can't
He had 11 of his 23 points in the last 3 minutes. It's probably something like that.
Oh, maybe.
He went crazy at the
end
of
the game. But I think the Celtics have every bit of chance to beat Cleveland by like 30. Like, I just, that's who they are. They're good enough to do that on any given night.
Agreed.
They're just not as dialed in as I thought they would be to do that every night.
Yeah. After the game, I was watching the post-game show. I clicked over to ESPN, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing as they did the NBA segment. They're going, it's just SportsCenter. It wasn't anything special, but they were going over each of these games. It was a crazy night in the NBA last night. Giannis had 59 points against the Pistons, outscored them in overtime. And Milwaukee needed that, by the way, big time. Wembanyama, a 50-point game in San Antonio, who beat the... Who did San Antonio beat? Washington. Which, again, these are two teams that suck.
Mm-hmm.
But 50 points for Wembanyama is certainly nothing to sneeze at. LeBron had his third straight triple-double. And Jokic... Brian just came in here and told me Jokic right now is averaging more points than Shaq's career high, more rebounds than Tim Duncan's career high, and more assists than Chris Paul's career high right now. This is a pretty fun NBA season so
sure.
far, despite the fact that there's a lot of haves and have-nots already. Celtics are one of the haves, so it's fine with us. But that's a pretty wild night in the league, I got to say.
The Jokic thing I find very enjoyable because I tweeted out in one of the Patriots games that Drake May reached F it, I'll do it myself mode.
Yeah.
I think Jokic has reached even more than normal the F it, I'll do it myself mode. Just give him the MVP. He's the best player in the league. He's the best player on the planet. I also think you mentioned the two 50-point games. Doesn't it feel like that happens a lot? That when somebody has a 50-point game,
someone else
there's
has
someone
one,
else
yes.
that same night.
That is weird, yeah, because there hasn't been a lot of games like that at all so far
right.
this year.
And then all of a sudden there's two 50-point games. I feel like wasn't there like an 260s a couple of years ago? Like, I feel like they come in pairs for some reason,
yeah.
which makes no sense.
Not sure
there's
what
There's no
make
way
of
they
that.
Can be related.
Law of averages, I guess.
Unless it's rigged.
Matt is in Rhode Island. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Did you hear about Mazzulla? How he said he thinks there should be more fighting in the NBA.
I do. Yes. I did hear that. I heard it was aggregated and posted everywhere. It was at the other station where he said
yep.
that, obviously. But it was pretty funny. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that line of thinking.
Right. Just so you know, RK, we're talking about human on human, not human on otter fighting.
That's fine. But, I understand that. Yeah. How would the otter even know? Like, the otter starts the fight. Like, he was talking about people agreeing to fight.
Yes.
And, like, fighting on the streets.
Right.
If you fight an otter, it's not because you both. It's just, you know, it's animal
gotcha.
Kingdom stuff. Anyway, go ahead, Matt. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, Grant Williams, obviously, Giannis, obviously, like, I mean, this has been talks for a couple of years, but I think the Celtics, you know, they got to get their hands on someone, you know, to play physical in the paint, like you guys were just saying, for the part of the game, rebounding and whatnot. But, you know, if people want to keep taking runs at Jason Tatum and whatnot, which is going to continue to happen if you don't have someone that's going to, you know, stop them, it's going to be a consideration. And one of these times, you know, he may hopefully not get hurt.
So, hopefully he doesn't get hurt, man. I know what you meant.
He misspoke.
And I'm not sure that there's people taking runs at Jason Tatum. Is that happening?
Well, Grant Williams did.
Grant Williams did.
Absolutely.
Grant Williams is a maniac, but I mean, I don't feel like that's happening every night.
No.
Right? Like, is that you need an enforcer out there to protect Jason Tatum?
Well, that's
I don't
what
know
I was
about
like,
that.
They're being aggressive defensively. We talked to Scal about it yesterday. And he talked again about on the broadcast. This is clearly his talking point for mm-hmm. the early season Celtics is the new NBA, the physicality. Now, I heard him last night say he thinks Tatum and Brown can dominate in this world because they're perfectly built and youthful for a physical style of play. They
mm-hmm.
can, if you tell them the rules, they'll adjust their game if you're doing on defense.
Celtics need a Charles Oakley off the bench, you know? They need
I don't
the enforcer
think they have
out there. Tillman, maybe, right? Tillman's kind of, he's kind of an Oakley-ish figure. Kind of looks like him. Well, he doesn't look like him, but he's got the same build a
yeah.
little bit, you know? Something
so
like
you
that.
Want him to be the enforcer, or clothesline or something if he
I
has
suppose,
to?
If you need someone to, you
I
know?
I feel like it's reached that level yet.
I don't think it's reached that level at all. Grant Williams, if someone wants to go out there and smack Grant Williams, like, I'm not going to be upset about it.
Right.
He's an idiot, but I don't think that that's something that the Celtics need to be actively concerned about.
And he brought up Giannis. Giannis does it on the offensive end.
Right.
He takes it to people when he's going toward the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have a lot of recollection of Giannis being overly physical and Bill Laimbeer-esque on the
right.
defense.
And what are you going to do? Take on Giannis? Like, he's not, you know. Like,
well,
he's
you have to send Tillman out there, you do it.
Sure, but it's even then, I mean, he's a big, strong guy. It's not like it's like saying, oh, just go out there and hit Shaq or something. Like, you're not going to just take out Shaq. You can't do that.
No.
You can foul him and send him to the free throw line and fine, but, you know, you're trying to retaliate against somebody. I don't know.
It's
I don't think
hard
that's,
to do.
It's not an easy thing.
They did have
like
last
that.
Night the there was a jump ball between Jason Tatum and somebody, and it took like 35, 45 seconds to set it up
because yeah.
they were all doing
they were all pushing each other, yeah.
I think that's as close as you get right now to sort of some physicality mm-hmm. or some jockeying for whatever you want to call it. Are they being a little more physical? I guess. I'll be honest. Have you really noticed it, like, visually? Like, Scal brings it to my attention.
He brings it up, but I also notice things where I'm like, ooh, that wasn't a foul. Like, I expect them to call fouls, and they haven't been. I feel like that's happened a lot this year. I do. I like it too.
That's my kind of basketball, baby.
Less whistles, the better. I agree with you. 617-779-7937. The Cavs still undefeated, by the way. We'll circle back to that in just a minute. But we're going to preview the L.A. Rams. The Rams, who played the Patriots in a couple Super Bowls, didn't really go so great for them. Here we are all this time later about to play them in the regular season. Mayo talked about that this morning. We'll get into the coaching situation.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Occasions as well, and the way these rosters were built right after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.